Welcome to Happier Life Today with yours truly, Sharice Taylor, your pop of positivity. Listen, I want to encourage you to let it go in 2019. Let it go, or whatever calendar year it happens to be when you listen to this. It's always a good time to let it go. Let me explain what I mean by letting it go. Sometimes we hold on to things, we harbor things, we let things fester with us that do not serve us well. And so that's not a good thing. And we need to let go of shame. We need to let go of resentment. We need to let go of unforgiveness. All of these things serve as mud in your wings. Yes. Mud in your wings. You cannot fly high with mud in your wings. And so we have to cleanse all of this stuff out that does not help us, but instead is hindering us, hindering our peace and our progress. So if you have things that you need to let them go. Recently, just talking about in my physical space, I had several things. It took movers to get these things. I had movers come and take things out of my house. Pieces of furniture and equipment and just junk that was not serving my greater good. I was just not using it. It was taking up room and space from things that I would like to have there instead. And let me tell you, as they took each thing out and they were moving things out and I went to go look, and it was mainly things from the basement. Oh my gosh, I felt so refreshed, so renewed, so replenished, because those things that were just really dead weight, taking up room in my house, were no longer there. So now there is room for something new, something needed. And so that's what I want you to do, both in your physical space, in your personal, professional life, in your emotion, in your spirit, in your soul. I want you to be replenished. I want you to get rid of the old so that you can make room for the new thing, the new person, the new energy, the new perspectives, the new ideas, the creativity. When we get the mud out of our wings, oh my goodness, the great things that can happen, the great, great things that can happen. So you have to sit with self first in order to get to the core of this situation. What things are you harboring? Are there, you know, I always say, look at the triple P's. Look at the people that you hang out with, the places that you go. The people you know, the places you go, and the practices you have in place. So take a look at those three areas, my friends, and start to analyze, what do I need to let go? And look at your feelings. Look at your perspectives on things. What do I need to let go? Are there some habits that are hindering you instead of helping you? You have to identify in order to nullify. So take some time and do the dig, as I say. You've got to do the dig. You've got to be brave enough to do the dig and face the truth. If you need some help with your dig, you may hire me as your coach, your accountability partner, to help you identify those things. And remember, when we get rid of things, we're also optimistic about the great new things, the great new people, the great new places to go and people to see that we can replace them with. So I like replenish rather than replace, but same difference. Okay, so let's do the dig. Let's get the mud out of our wings in 2019 so that we can fly hi. I invite you to go to the website at www.happierlifetoday.com. I want to hear from you. Leave me a happy note Leave me a note about how you plan to be happier, how you like to be happier in 2019. Until next time, dear friends, I wish you a happy today, a happy tomorrow, and a happy always. Take good care.